Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in news here on KJAN.
The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports the Grant man has been located in good condition after concerned family members were searching for him Friday night. Family reported 76-year-old John Geifing of Grant had left his residence on Friday at 4:43 p.m. and had talked about going to Kansas City, Missouri. Geifing has Alzheimer's and family were concerned about his knowledge of where he was heading. About 7 hours later, the sheriff's office reported that Geifing had been located in good condition. The sheriff's office thanked the public for their assistance. Officials with the Southwest Iowa Transit Agency said on Friday that taxi rates will decrease effective July 1st of this year and continue through June 30th of 2019. SWTA taxi service is available in Atlantic, Glenwood, Harlan, Red Oak, Missouri Valley, and Shenandoah. The new rates will be $2 per ride for seniors and $2.50 per ride for the general public. Additional companion rider rates will remain $1. Previous rates were $3 for elderly and $4.25 for the general public. In order to receive the senior rate, individuals must complete paperwork for the Connections Area Agency on Aging, who generously helps support the taxi program for seniors. The connection forms are available from the taxi driver, except in Atlantic, where they are available at the SWTA office. SWTA's mission is to break down barriers caused by a lack of transportation options or access to transportation. The SWTA taxi is a vital piece of that mission, especially for members of the community without access to a car. Decreasing the cost of a taxi ride is one way that SWTA seeks to promote the use of the taxi and make it accessible to all and to help Southwest Iowa communities grow and thrive. Mark Lander, SWTA Transit Director, said, "We have many individuals that utilize the taxi service on a daily basis and love it, but many others don't realize that it is available for anyone to ride or the cost was a barrier. Reducing the rate was the most obvious and immediate way we could see to make the service more visible and useful to area residents, and we hope people will take advantage of this great value." SWTA is the public transportation agency for the 8 counties of Southwest Iowa: Cass, Fremont, Harrison, Mills, Montgomery, Page, Pottawatomie, and Shelby, operated by Southwest Iowa Planning Council. For more information on SWTA, you can contact their website at swipco.org or call the office at 800-842-8065. SWTA and SWPCO is an equal opportunity employer, lender, and provider. Cleanup of an oil spill caused by the derailment of nearly three dozen oil tankers in northwestern Iowa has begun. Lyon County Sheriff Stuart Vanderstep says between 30 and 40 semi-trailers containing cleanup equipment had arrived at the scene near Dune, Iowa on Friday afternoon. BNSF spokesman Andy Williams says 33 oil tanker cars hauling crude oil from Alberta, Canada, derailed at around 4:30 a.m. on Friday just south of Dune. Williams says some of the tankers were compromised, causing the oil to leak into floodwaters and eventually into the rain-swollen Little Rock River, but officials don't yet have an exact number of tankers that leaked oil. Williams says cleanup crews are working to contain the oil as close to the derailment as possible using containment booms, skimmers, and vacuum trucks. City Public Information Officer Travis Olson says the wells were shut down as soon as the Rock Valley officials were told of the derailment and oil spill north of them early Friday morning. Olson says Rock Valley's water towers also will be drained as a precaution. In the meantime, the city is getting its water from the nearby Rock Valley Rural Water System, which Olson says is not in danger of being contaminated by the spill. Olson says the city will use the rural water supply until testing by the Iowa Department of Natural Resources confirms the safety of the city's drinking water. He did not know when that testing would be finalized. A man who operated a dog kennel in Pottawatomie County, where three dog carcasses and dozens of malnourished dogs and puppies were found, has been charged with 40 counts of animal neglect. 35-year-old Dustin Young, who billed himself as a dog breeder and trainer, appeared in Pottawatomie County's district court on Thursday to face the 36 simple misdemeanor counts and four serious misdemeanor counts. He was released on bond. The dogs were discovered last month at Young Gunn's kennel about 2 miles southeast of Hancock. Officials said the inside of the business was covered in animal urine and feces, and there was no food or water for the dogs. Young's preliminary hearing is set for July the 10th. The Iowa Department of Transportation is asking for your help in determining which state rest areas along interstate highways are staying and which ones will go away. DOT spokesperson Andrea Henry says this is the third phase of the Review the Rest Area program.
what we have done is come up with a draft plan of what we recommend to do with the rest areas in the next 20 years. But as part of that plan, what we do is we put that out for public comment and let people look through that and give their feedback.
The state has 38 full-service rest areas and 16 that are for parking only. She says they have looked at a variety of factors to see how the rest areas are being used.
Usage of the rest area, which includes how just, you know, the normal everyday citizen is using that, as well as commercial drivers like truck drivers. We're looking at the ages of the facilities. We're looking at the services that they provide, spacing between rest areas.
And Henry says they took all the information and came up with a plan.
We rated each one of the rest areas, and then we ranked them to look at ones that we could potentially close and still be able to provide the same services for resting points for the traveling public, and made those recommendations for closures.
The best-rated rest stops are in line for money to improve them. They include the I-80 Adair eastbound and westbound, I-380 Cedar Rapids northbound, I-80 Davenport westbound, I-35 Dowse northbound and southbound, I-35 Northwood northbound and southbound, I-80 Tiffin eastbound, I-29 Pacific Junction northbound. The lowest rated include I-80 Davenport eastbound, the I-680 Loveland eastbound and westbound in Pottawatomie County, I-29 Missouri Valley northbound, I-29 Onawa northbound and southbound, I-35 Osceola northbound and southbound, and I-29 Sergeant Bluff northbound, along with I-35 Story City northbound. Henry says they would like to shut down the lowest rated rest stops in the next 20 years to ensure they have run out their useful life. Henry says they want to make sure they are getting the most use out of the rest stops because it takes a lot of money to run them.
They currently cost about $3.7 million per year for operations. And then that's just to keep them going. And then, of course, we have the improvements that we program. In the current five-year program, that includes $7.4 million over the next 5 years.
Henry wants anyone who uses the rest stops to look over the recommendations and give their opinion.
You can go to our website, which is iowadot.gov/rest-area-plan. And on that are all of the background materials as well as that draft implementation plan. There's also a nice video on there that helps explain the process and our approach to the rest area system.
Henry says they will be taking public comment through September of 2019. She says it stretches for more than 1 year to give time for a study of truck parking that's underway to be completed.
And then after that, we will take all of those comments into consideration and look at the draft plan and draft a final plan.
Rest areas were first constructed along the interstates in the 1960s. Federal officials originally recommended that there only be a 30-minute drive between a rest area or other available facility, and later that was changed to 1 hour. The availability of services along the interstates has changed as cities grew up around them, and that has sometimes led to rest stops that are no longer needed. The DOT closed two rest stops on I-80 near Waukee after a survey in 2012 found they were not being heavily used. And also in other local news, a welcome home ceremony for the soldiers of Company K, 168th Infantry from Atlantic, will be held on Sunday afternoon. The event begins at the historic Rock Island Depot and concludes at the American Legion Memorial Building. 118 individuals have volunteered to walk in their honor beginning at 2 p.m. on Sunday. Many of them are family members of the soldiers who left Atlantic for training and entered the war on March 1st. In 1941, they left as a group but returned as individuals. The intent is to reenact what it would have looked like if they had returned as a group. There were 118 members of Company K. 8 died from accidents or combat. 35 were captured and spent the duration of the war as POWs. Upon the volunteer walker's arrival at the armory, there will be a ceremony honoring those who died. The ceremony will consist of a rifle salute and the playing of taps. Arise will have displays inside the armory for viewing. Those displays include a mock-up of POW camp, 34th Infantry Division, Red Bull memorabilia, WW2 field equipment, notebooks of the personal information about Company K individuals researched by Cass County Genealogical Society, and a special display for the KIAs and a WW2 Jeep. The Pomosa Masons and Eastern Star organizations will have food available at the depot prior to the start of the walk. The Atlantic Coca-Cola Center and Museum will have food available at their location in front of the museum south of the depot. And you can come and watch the event, stop by the depot, stand on the sidewalk, and then make your way over to the armory to see all that's on display there and observe the ceremony's conclusion. And last night, the 2018 Cass County Relay for Life was held at the Atlantic High School track. A large number of area survivors joined for the survivor meal that began at about 5 o'clock. The survivors then made their way out onto the track to complete the opening ceremonies where the pennants were read for those in honor and memory of, and then the opening survivor's lap was held as well. Cass County Relay for Life director Carol Schuler was also recognized for her leadership for the full 20 years that the relay has now been held in Cass County. At the end of the night, after all the activities and walking and entertainment was done, Cass County Relay for Life officials announced that at this time over $64,000 has been raised in the battle against cancer here for the 2018 event, with more funds still rolling in. That's a look at some of the latest in news. We'll take a look at your funeral announcements next. News Time 8:13.
It's scary to hear your doctor say the word cancer.
It was, and understandably so, it was a little bit more scary for my wife than it was for me, because nobody wants to see their spouse get cancer, and cancer's a scary word.
That's Atlantic resident Arnie Lamp talking about his diagnosis of stage 2 colon cancer.
I'm lucky. I know I'm lucky.
Arnie was lucky. Dr. Chad McCants found the tumor during Arnie's long overdue colonoscopy. Within days of getting the news that the tumor was indeed cancerous, Arnie was back at Cass County Health System for surgery.
Good quality care at home. I don't think I could have done any better in Omaha.
Our providers and nurses got Arnie back to good health. Arnie was able to receive all of the care he needed in Atlantic.
I'm glad we have the people we have here.
We are too, Arnie. That's why we're proud to be neighbors caring for neighbors at Cass County Health System.
Now taking a look at your funeral announcements this morning. Daniel Coy Emerson Riley, age 25, of Harlan, died Monday at the UNMC in Omaha. A massive Christian burial for Daniel Riley will be held on Saturday here today at 10:30 a.m. at the St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Jacqueline I. Ramage, age 84, of Nixa, Missouri, and formerly of Avoca, died May 30th at Porch Point Health and Rehab in Springfield, Missouri. Memorial services for Jacqueline I. Ramage will be held on today at 10:30 a.m. at the Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has the arrangements. Robert D. Bailey, age 90, of Perry, died May 29th in Perry. Graveside services for Robert D. Bailey will be held today at 11 a.m. at the Union Cemetery in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has the arrangements. Mary J. Springman, age 74, of Portsmouth, died Monday at the Elmcrest Assisted Living Facility. A massive Christian burial for Mary Springman will be held today at 11 a.m. at the St. Mary Our Lady of Fatima Church in Portsmouth. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Zachary Andrew Williams, age 6, of Audubon, died June 14th at Children's Hospital in Omaha. Funeral services for Zach Williams will be held today at 11 a.m. at the Audubon Church of Christ. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Margaret Nielsen Metcalf, age 85, of Houston, Texas, died March 22nd. Memorial graveside services for Margaret Metcalf will be held today at 2 p.m. at the Harlan Cemetery. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Betty Louise Henriksen, age 85, of Audubon, died Wednesday at the Audubon County Memorial Hospital. Funeral services for Betty Henriksen will be held on Monday at 10:30 a.m. at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Mary Ella Wilkie Mitz, age 81, of Portsmouth, died Wednesday at the University of Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha. Massive Christian burial for Mary Ella Wilkie will be held on Monday at 11 a.m. at the St. Mary Our Lady of Fatima Church in Portsmouth. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. June E. Shaban, age 62, of Harlan, died Monday in Omaha. A memorial mass for June Shaban will be held Tuesday at 11 a.m. at the St. Peter's Catholic Church in Defiance. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Leo T. Sheehy, age 73, of Audubon, died on Thursday at the Audubon County Memorial Hospital. Funeral services for Leo T. Sheehy will be held on Tuesday at 11 a.m. at the Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. And Daryl L. Knopp, age 80, of Atlantic, died Wednesday at the Allen Place in Atlantic. A celebration of life service for Daryl Knopp will be held on July 3rd from 4 to 6 p.m. at the Atlantic Golf and Country Club. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. That's a look at your latest in news and funeral announcements here on KJN. News brought to you this hour by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN News.